Marketing Radio Network. Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's, like the man said, Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. If you cellaring.
More time cellaring.
Yeah, well, if you got celery, you can sell it.
Yes.
If you're listening live, today is October 20th, 2016.
It's going to be a good one, I can tell.
Oh, please. You cut me some slack. And when you're done, cut yourself some, too. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 434, and we're ready for you to ask us anything about eBay. And no, I haven't been drinking.
So
haven't eaten yet.
888 Radio 30.
That's 888 Radio 30. That's 888-723-4633. I just took some protein bars, so I should be okay.
Oh, good.
I had to fast, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to have blood drawn. And so the Kaiser van comes to the campus, and you get in. I had an appointment at 10:10, and they get you in, and but you can't eat anything until they're done.
So Kaiser's insurance, or eBay's insurance is Kaiser.
Well, no, it's one of the offerings.
One of the offerings, okay. Because we have Kaiser, too. But you guys are lucky. A truck comes to you.
Yeah, a truck comes to you.
I just slept in my car.
Oh, you poor baby.
I know.
It's a first world problem.
And it's like
of the extreme
4 minutes from my house.
Oh.
It's terrible.
You know, someone's got to pay for that. That's just wrong.
So we'd love to do some listing dishes today. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Well, the National Retail Federation reports that more than 171 million Americans plan to celebrate Halloween this year.
Wow.
22% of them, Griff, will shop for their costumes and decor online.
Really?
Spending an average of $82.93 apiece. eBay's Data Labs team has crunched the numbers to identify the hottest costumes for adults, children, and pets for this 2016 Halloween.
Well.
And I think that's on page 11 of the stuff we sent you over. But I'm not sure.
Am I supposed to go? Oh, you're not sure? Why?
Because the numbers got kind of messed up. Okay, it's actually page 13 that I have it. It says Halloween news on the top.
That's not what I have.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Halloween news. There
okay,
it is.
Okay, great.
Copy in hand.
Okay, so let's talk about what's hot this year.
Well, one thing is old Halloween decorations, what you may call vintage.
Yes. Yes.
Especially those made in Germany, they continue to top the sales charts recently. Now listen to this, a 13-inch die-cut embossed cardboard jack-o'-lantern. Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
Because it sold for $5,799.
$5,799 for a cardboard jack-o'-lantern.
Right. 13 inches, and that was after 29 furious bids. By the way, if you want to look it up, the eBay item number is 131949820219.
That's 131949820219.
Yeah, and you can see lots more. There's more than 100 other collectible Halloween treasures. Just search using, for example, keywords like German Halloween.
So, top costumes and themes for adults 2016.
Harley Quinn
from Suicide Squad. I don't know that person.
Yeah, the only person I know with that name is Kevin Smith's daughter.
Oh, it's a great name.
Batman.
Pokemon.
Joker.
Vampire.
Game of Thrones.
Star Wars.
Deadpool.
Wonder Woman.
And Geely.
Allison. No, you threw your own in there. Allison
yeah,
Wonderland. Top costumes and themes for children. First one is Star Wars.
Pennywise the Clown.
Witch.
Spider-Man.
Batman.
John Wayne Gacy.
Mickey and, he's not that, you can't throw that in there. Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Donald Trump.
Mario and Luigi, Vampire, Superman, Frozen, and Wizard of Oz. Now.
And RuPaul.
And here's something I've been.
The number one is RuPaul.
Top costumes and themes for pets.
RuPaul.
Lion, pumpkin, Santa Claus, seasonal collar or hoodie, pirate, superhero, Star Wars, witch, and princess. Top costumes and themes for pets. You don't dress your pets for Halloween?
I used to dress Blossom up, because we used to walk in the Rutland, Vermont Halloween parade, which is world famous, by the way. It was featured in Marvel Comics. Stan Lee loved that, and they do it every year, and it's the funniest parade. It really is pretty funny, if it's not raining.
So eBay has signed an agreement to acquire a company called Corrigan Limited.
Oh, I know.
Do you know that company?
I do now.
Can you explain it to us, or you want me to read what it says here?
I think you're better off reading.
Okay. Well, Corrigan Limited is a pioneer in visual search technologies. And what Corrigan does is it helps identify objects within an image, matching both the visual and textual elements to ensure that the image is recognized, correctly classified, and best matched to its corresponding product. And with more than 1 billion live listings on eBay's platform, Corrigan's expertise and technology is supposed to help match the best images to their products so shoppers can be confident that what they buy is exactly what they see.
Yeah, and this has, the potential here is pretty amazing.
Well, it is, if you think about it. That's where everything's going. Could this have anything to do with the furniture thing that just started where you can hover over? Is that Corrigan?
Could be.
I'm not sure. Well, anyway, eBay is busy behind the scenes making things great for eBay sellers, and we need you to know that and be aware of that. And that's why we bring you all this stuff when it happens, this new stuff. So last week, U.S. Congressional Representative Eric Swalwell of California held a roundtable meeting with a group of eBay sellers. Were you there?
No.
Of the various e-commerce policy issues discussed, internet sales tax took center stage, and the sellers in attendance explained just how difficult dealing with nearly, 10,000 tax jurisdictions could be, given that many of their customers are outside of California. Right. And they made it very clear to the congressman that a destination-based tax system is seen in proposals like the so-called Marketplace Fairness Act and the Remote Transaction Parity Act would force eBay sellers and other sellers online to seriously curtail their operations or even close their business entirely. I hope they're listening.
I hope so.
Because they better be listening to eBay sellers, because it's going to be disastrous for, listen, the world. We're all online now, Griff. It's not just about an eBay seller. It's about an easy way to get your goods and stuff delivered, and that's where the world is going and has been going for a while.
Yep.
So, Griff, what's going on in your life? Anything new?
Not really. I'm busy here with a project, which I can talk about.
Good.
It's a new project.
What is it?
Well, it's I'm corralling together all of the meetup groups, and we have some budget. We're going to provide content and material and resource support to more meetup groups.
How exciting.
So that they have more content to share. If they want, they don't have to use it during their meetups. And so
what a great idea.
I'm compiling a list, and I ran into something very interesting. So I didn't want to assume that any group that says, online selling is necessarily an eBay group. So if part or the majority or all of the focus of your meetup group is selling on eBay, make sure the word eBay is in the group, because I'll miss it when I search looking for groups. But we had 15 kind of core groups, and now I've doubled that number that I found. So some exciting things happen there.
Well, you know, we've got that whole list on the website, Griff.
Well, you do, and it's going to get bigger now.
Yeah, good.
With any luck.
So you need to hover over that and look at all the groups that we have listed there. And there's, how to get a hold of their person and everything.
Yeah.
So you may want to see that.
But those groups, those people are already in our roster. I'm looking for those that have somehow slipped through the cracks.
Oh, I see.
And this time it doesn't matter how big or small you are. You can be a one-person group that doesn't meet that often, so that we can figure out how we can help you if you want, how we can help you grow.
But, you know, we determined based on what we wanted to do that it doesn't really, just because a group only has a few members doesn't mean that it doesn't, it's not any extra added expense for us to provide you with a level of support. So doesn't matter how big or small your group is, we'll put you on the roster.
And in the meantime, you can go to the eBay Radio archive site, hover over seller resources, and then click on the groups, the meetup groups, and you will see a complete list by state and city of everybody, at least that we have at this point.
Yes.
So, well, that's very, very interesting. I kind of figured that something like that would be in the works when eBay, you know, put a lot of emphasis on them during the event.
Yeah, that was the, well, it's,
they had a booth and everything.
We have
right?
some champions now, so that helps.
Well, that, you mean inside eBay?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Karen
good.
And,
the
and
right
Sarah
people.
And Bob, and they're all big champions.
Oh,
this, so.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be on now for another hour and 45 minutes. Please give us a call. The lines are open at 888-RADIO-30. And if for some reason you cannot call in, we're happy to take your emails. Just click on that Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player.
Mm-hmm.
Type it on out and send it in, and we get it while we're on the air. And we're happy to do everything we can to answer your question or help you with your eBay challenges.
That is so true. So true. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending less time shipping so you can spend more time listing or sourcing or even just hanging out with family and friends. With Stamps.com, you can print shipping labels in seconds. And with our special offer for eBay Radio listeners, you can get a 5-pound shipping scale for free when you sign up. Just pay shipping and handling for the scale. The scale imports your package weights right into Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you import orders from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can pay for postage with your PayPal debit card, too. So you get cash back every time you ship. You can even brand your shipping labels with your company logo. Whether you're shipping domestically or overseas, Stamps.com will help you get it done faster and more easily. To get your free scale just for the price of shipping and handling, go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio and sign up for their free eBay shipping program. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by DOBA, Product Sourcing Simplified. If you've got questions, we've got answers. 888-723-4630. We're waiting to hear from you.
So we have something we can give away, and we're going to do a trivia contest in just a little while, and it'll be about Halloween.
Oh.
And so what I need to find is the shipping. Oh, here it is. I sent you an email.
You did?
The other day, showing you what was left.
Yeah, you did.
So we have to give away today, 20. See, it keeps going up. As we give one away, there are more of them.
Wow.
We're going to give away 20 6.5 by 8.75 air jackets.
Which are padded polyvinyl envelopes. This air jacket thing, that drives me nuts.
It's polyvinyl envelope.
Yeah, padded.
Padded, exactly. They're really good for eBay sellers. And they have the snowflakes on them.
Yes, they do.
So be listening, because we're going to do this in a sneaky way.
How? How are we
going
to do
that? I'm going to bring up some Halloween trivia sometime in the next few minutes, just kind of off the cuff.
Oh.
And then our trivia question is going to be, what did Lee say about Halloween? Okay?
Oh, brother, that's a toughie.
Okay.
So pay attention.
So you have to pay attention, in other words.
All right, pay attention.
So 20 6.5 by 8.75 polyvinyl envelopes. Padded.
Padded.
That's what we're giving away, with the snowflakes on them.
Yes.
So be there or be square. So, Griff, we were talking the other day about television and Netflix and all that kind of stuff. And do you know that Agatha Christie's mystery novel, Halloween Party?
I don't know it personally, no.
It's about a girl who drowned in an apple bobbing tub.
Well.
We're getting into Agatha Christie right now with that channel that we bought every month. We pay $4.99 for it, this Acorn channel.
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
So we're really getting into Agatha Christie, but this is, I've never seen this one. It's about a girl who drowned in an apple bobbing tub. I don't know. Hey, Ron, from Birmingham, hey. Alabama, known as Oilerman 21. So are you going to dress up for Halloween, Ron? And if so, what?
Oh, I don't need to dress up for Halloween. I just poke my head out the door and people get scared.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
He comes with his own costume.
I'm going to dress up. This is mostly an adult community, very few children. And Halloween's approach has changed over the years. It's not like it were when we were younger.
What do you mean?
In other words, the kids don't go out like I used to when I was a child. We would go out and just run up and down the neighborhoods and all of that. And,
yeah.
And then you got into that period where evil people were putting things in the food and the fruit and the things, and that started scaring parents, rightly so. And then gradually things went to churches and other organizations, and very few people hit the streets like we used to.
Yeah, that's too bad, isn't it?
It is, because that was favorite holiday other than Christmas.
No,
it is. It's a wonderful holiday. It's mostly adults, I think, now, where, you know, they get into having these parties and dress up in all these costumes. It's the late teens, I think, and the 30s and the 40s are still into having all of this great fun with the costumes and
Ron, I know I got you off track talking about Halloween. I know that's not why you called.
No, I have an issue that I need help understanding. Promoted listings on my Seller Hub, when I go to marketing, and then I click promoted listings, and it says create a new campaign. When I created a new campaign, it only listed my items that had multiple items for sale. 95-96% of my stuff is one item, so I can't promote those items, or what am I doing wrong to promote those single-unit items?
Right, so you're talking about promoted listings, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Promoted listings only, the only listings that qualify are almost all categories now, but the item has to be multiple quantity currently. So single quantity listings you can't use promoted listing for today. That could change in the future.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so because, okay, that explains it.
I'm happy
to help. I appreciate it.
We always love to hear your voice, Ron. Thank you so much for calling today.
I'd like to hear you. Well, you guys never steer me wrong. You know how it is. You get, when I need help, that's, you're my source.
Thank you, Ron. I know that you have other sources. I've been watching you. I've been stalking you online. You actually ask other people for help too, Ron. You have no loyalty.
Oh my God, you found me out.
Oh dear.
Don't mention Miss KT. Are you talking about Miss KT?
I'm talking about Kathy Terrell. I'm talking about Yes, you've been seeing other people behind our backs.
Yeah, but Kathy Terrell's cool.
Oh, she's way cool. Yeah, I'm just kidding him. Yeah. He knows that. Yeah, I think it's wonderful that he seeks help from anybody he can, including other eBay sellers. Very important.
So
and Kathy Terrell, hello.
You don't feel like the jilted woman?
Once in a while. But, hey. No,
Kathy Terrell is terrific. You get good information, and, you know, you guys are available, and you need a new guy. You need somebody new. David's out there. You ought to look into David.
Who's David?
Who's David?
Yeah, David, what's his name now? I forget his name. He's out there.
Well, listen, anybody who wants to be a guest on eBay
DJ,
Radio.
David DJ, DJ Movers 99.
Well, we know DJ Movers 99.
We do?
Yeah.
DJ Movers 99 has been on our show before.
Oh, he has?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm thinking of a different thing.
Most definitely. But let me tell you, any ideas that you have for anybody to be on the show, if you would send them to guest@voicemarketing.com, we would appreciate it.
Oh, I'll do that.
Okay, we will.
There's a bunch of folks out there that I've run into.
Hey, Ron, have yourself a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ron.
And he knows I'm kidding him.
Of course.
Really?
I knew you were kidding him.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you were kidding him.
No, I definitely was.
I think you were kidding him, yes. I can almost say without hesitancy, I think
therefore
you were kidding
I am.
Right. So, I hesitated.
Okay, so I'm trying to see about these news stories that are coming across here right now. Oh, we've got 5 tips to make you more productive in your daily eBay work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will these work for all kinds of work?
Sure.
Okay, just not eBay.
They will, but it says your daily eBay work. But yes, they would work definitely for
and
all.
And what page would that be, Mike? Oh, I found it.
I don't know.
Page 14.
I wish I knew. It's page
13, 14,
on
or 15. Yeah,
yeah, who knows. Yeah. Okay, so before we do that, though, we have an email here I'd like to read to you.
Well, let's read
somebody
that email.
Somebody needs your advice.
Because no one wants to call anymore.
Jesse.
What?
From Waterloo, Iowa.
Yeah.
Known on eBay as Not Geld Market. N-O-T-G-E-L-D Market. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Hi, Griffin Lee.
Yeah, hi.
I offer free shipping on all orders over $50.
Good for you.
And because of this, a box shows up on all of my listings promoting this offer, encouraging buyers to add additional items to their cart to get free shipping. So far, so good. The problem is that the same 3 suggested items that show up on every listing are not exactly the ones I would choose, and I can't figure out how to change which items showed up. I've tried changing the featured listings in my store. That doesn't help.
Right.
I've also tried changing my favorite seller top picks, but nothing helps. Any ideas, or is this just something I have to live with? Thanks for your help, Jesse.
I think you have to live with it. But if you're talking about on your item page, where did she say again where this shows up?
I offer free shipping on all orders, da-da-da-da. Three right. suggested items, the same three suggested items that show up on every listing are not exactly the ones I would choose.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And I can't figure out how to change which items show up.
Well, one of the things she could do, if you really want to control that, is start a, she has a, start a campaign for using Promotion Manager. And consider, you've already given free shipping, so you don't want to do a shipping discount. But you could give a item discount or a certain dollar amount off. That way, you would select the items, and those are the items that would appear underneath the first fold of the item page. But otherwise, I don't know what the criteria is for selecting those, but I'm pretty sure that you can't. The seller can't.
Would you find that out for sure?
Yeah, I'll find that out for sure. I'm pretty sure, but I'll find out for
okay,
sure.
Okay, we'd Jeez. Appreciate it.
Can't we just go with my ambiguity answers?
No, we're going to help you,
All right.
Jesse, one way or the other.
Okay. Send it to me in an email, though. Forward that email to me.
To
Lee.
Oh, forward the email to you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay, I will do that. I'll do that in just a moment or
All
two
right.
here.
Because I could be wrong. I'll admit it.
Yeah, you need to check
wrong.
And make sure that, you know, things are cool. Okay, I just clicked send for you, okay?
Click send for me.
Okay, so before we go into the break, I'd like to say that I mentioned something about Halloween a few minutes ago.
Yeah, you did.
How did she die? That's the question. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30.
This segment was brought to you by DOBA, Product Sourcing Simplified. We're awaiting your call, 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
No active content. That means no Flash, no JavaScript. None of those things that used to make my listing stand out from the crowd. Now what?
Relax. There's no need to get crazy. Instead, get Crazy Lister. With Crazy Lister, you can create professional-looking listings in just minutes via Crazy Lister's super easy drag-and-drop interface. Use one of Crazy Lister's templates or create your own from scratch. Either way, Crazy Lister is already 100% compliant with eBay's new policy banning active content. And every Crazy Lister listing is automatically optimized for mobile viewing.
So, professional-looking listing, check. Looks good on mobile devices, check. And free from active content, check.
First, relax. Then sign up for Crazy Lister and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio. All one word. That's Crazy Lister, mobile optimized and active content compliant at crazylister.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. VStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to bstocksourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The Bstock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's bstocksourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubble Fest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
Listen while you list.